You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Oh, Darnderella, from the mind of internationally recognized American jazz clarinetist, saxophonist, and bandleader Bob Wilbur, we start the show with the tune Darnderella off the 1996 album called Nostalgia, just for fun. Bob is now based in Chipping Campden, England, and he has been a dedicated advocate of classical styles, working throughout his career to present traditional jazz pieces in a contemporary spin. He played with many distinguished jazz leaders in the 50s and 60s, including Bobby Hackett, Benny Goodman, Sidney Bechet, and the great Jack Teagarden. In the late 60s, he was an original member of the world's greatest band, and in the early 70s, he was part of the popular Soprano Summit. By the 70s, he went on to form the Bechet Legacy Band and remains an active player and composer, along with the teacher, with that outfit. But his real love is education, and he has worked as the director of the Smithsonian Jazz Repertory Ensemble. He has also written for films, including The Cotton Club. Bob was another legend and a craft good at making legends. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the legendary jazz town right in the middle of Middle America, here in Kansas City, Missouri, making your mind smile with the notes of jazz, with music from cats like Wynonie Harris, Errol Garner, Billy Taylor, and many more. Here's an old friend to the show, the man with the magic gypsy hand, Django Reinhardt, with a song dedicated to every day, night and day.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Des Moines, Iowa native and alto saxophonist Lanny Morgan with the song It's About Time off a 2009 CD compilation called Taste of Palo Alto Jazz, and it's a good one. Lanny was very active in the West Coast jazz scene. He was raised in L.A. in the 1950s, and he ended up playing with Charlie Barnett, Cy Zenter, Terry Gibbs, and he did a stint with the U.S. military, and this was where he had to turn down an offer to play for the Stan Kenton Orchestra. From 1960 to 65, he played in Maynard Ferguson's orchestra. After a few years in New York City, he then returned to L.A., where he played frequently in the studios. He was a member of Super Sax and played in a host of big bands. Lenny also played with the great Nancy Sinatra. How about that? Here's a little hip jazz outfit making 2013 hop. This is the band Girls in Airports with the song Kai Kora.
Jazz vocalist Eugenie Jones, and you are listening to Neon Jazz.
That was Omaha native and blues shouter Wynonie Harris with the song Here Comes the Blues. He was a rhythm and blues singer of upbeat songs featuring funny lyrics. With 15 top 10 hits between 1946 and 1952, he was rather prolific. Harris is generally considered one of rock and roll's forerunners, and he was extremely influential on the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Since he left us, there has been a surge of interest in his tunes, and for good reason. Okay, this next tune comes from the pipes of Brazilian singer Tana Maria with the 2006 song Água de Beber off her Intimidate album.
Eu quis amar, mas tive medo. Eu quis salvar meu coração. Mas o amor sabe um segredo. O medo pode matar o teu coração. Água de beber, água de beber, Gamara. Água de beber, água de beber, Gamara. Eu nunca fiz coisa tão certa. Entrei pra escola do perdão. Minha casa vive aberta. Abre todas as portas do coração. Água de beber, água de beber, Gamara. Água de beber, água de beber, Gamara. Thank you. mas tive medo. Eu quis salvar meu coração, mas o amor sabe um segredo. O medo pode matar o teu coração. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Eu nunca fiz coisa tão certa. Entrei pra escola do perdão. A minha casa vive aberta. Abri todas as portas do coração. Água de beber, água de beber, camará. Água de beber, água de beber, camará.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dumino.
That was the many multi-talented Charleston Chasers with the song My Melancholy Baby off a 2009 compilation called Singin' in the Rain. This band used this particular name between 1925 and 1930 for a series of recordings that did not exist outside of the studios of Columbia Records, even though all of the players had plenty of bandstand experience. How good were these cats? Here's some of the members. Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Red Nichols, Jack Teagarden, and many others. They were titans indeed. With the song I Wish I Knew How It Would Be to Feel Free, we segue here on Neon Jazz into Billy Taylor with his trio with the 1963 tune.
Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was band leader and bass saxophonist Boy Rayburn with his orchestra with the tune Dalvator Sally. Born in Faith, South Dakota, Boyd became one of the greatest and least known of the jazz band leaders during the 40s. To modern ears, his music sounds completely like the other bands, not much more difficult to comprehend than the music of such others like Stan Kenton or Dizzy Gillespie, but without the support of a major record label or radio sponsor. Thus, this band floundered for years, often going bankrupt only to reappear a few months later with new personnel. No one's going to ever forget Boyd. He's a star. We now enter the portion of Neon Jazz where you get a dose of pop culture. Here's Del Paz with Soul Bossa Nova from the Austin Powers film franchise. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.
That was organist Milt Hirth, backed by his trio, with the tune Black and Tan Fantasy off a cool 2003 compilation album called The Sweetest Music This Side of Heaven. Milt was best known for his work on the Hammond organ soon after it was introduced in 1935. This Wisconsin native really started cooking in 1937, where he began to work with jazz pianist Willie the Lion Smith in Chicago and drummer O'Neill Spencer, where he ended up forming his trio. Milt was also an actor. He played himself in several short films, like Love and Onions in 1935, Swing Styles in 39, Jingle Bells in 41, and a longer film in 1942 called Jukebox Jenny. Milt was a talented cat. We don't have this cat on the show enough, but we should. Coming your way next on this hour of Neon Jazz is pianist Errol Gardner with the 1954 classic, Misty.
Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
Yeah, what a cool little jazz jewel that was. Jazz guitarist Kenny Burrell with the 1963 hit Midnight Blue. Kenny's playing was grounded in bebop and blues, yet he has performed with a huge spectrum of jazz cats over the years. The Detroit native picked up the guitar at 12, while influenced by Charlie Christian, Django Reinhardt, and the great Wes Montgomery. As a student at Wayne State University, he made his debut recording as a member of Dizzy Gillespie's sextet in 1951. From there, he went on to become a legend. A tune reverberating around this show. We now begin our luau portion of the program towards the end of this episode of Neon Jazz. To help us along, here's Hawaiian musician and songwriter Andrew Iona with the song Hula Girl off a 2007 compilation called Jazz Goes Hawaiian. Thank you. Again, that was the song Hula Girl on a jazz Hawaiian tune straight from the hammock with Andrew Iona. Sticking with that Hawaiian jazz vibe here at the end, here's Jim and Bob, the Genial Hawaiians, with the song Coffee in the Morning. Just close your eyes for a minute and dream a little dream. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a Missouri man with Hawaiian ways, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know if you want to hear something. Just let us know that you're out there listening to us in Radioland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
And kisses in the night. The job of loving you is legal according to the NRA. So let us have a big blue eagle to keep the big bad wolf away. There are a few things you may dislike in me, but you can count on two things that I will guarantee, dear. Your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night.
Neon Jazz.